The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
One of the things we're going to talk about in today's podcast is automatic breaking up with me. And we will explore reasons why you should give someone a second chance. We'll talk about how it went down.
You have to give people a second chance, else they can make stupid decisions like I did.
No, I don't know that everybody deserves a second chance, but you know if you're with somebody who is worth it.
Yeah.
You can't, you know.
Not all mistakes are forgivable at the same time. Right?
No, you're right. Some mistakes are, some mistakes aren't. And you didn't, it's not like you did something, you know what?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
You broke up with me.
Okay. Yeah, I broke up with you because your life was in a different place than mine was.
Okay, we're getting ahead.
Well, now we're...
You know what? Let's just let them listen.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, no, sir. You did a lot. You did a lot. You're lucky I gave you such a chance. Here, find out what happened in this episode. It's finally Friday. I'm so glad you're here Friday. I've been waiting for you since Sunday. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I was so excited about today because...
Dana, I got to tell Anthony a story before you proceed here.
Oh, sick story.
So the other day... I'm watching ESPN. Dana doesn't like to watch sports for some reason. I don't know why.
I think sports needs more dance challenges in order for Dana to enjoy it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm watching sports downstairs, and I have to come upstairs real quick. And as I'm walking up the stairs, I'm like, I just hear Tupac just blaring. And I'm like, okay, what's going on up here? And I walk in the room, and Dana is literally watching HGTV and bumping out to Tupac. Hit him up. I was like, so what do you do here? You just watch Home Improvement and bump Gangsta Rap?
That is a perfect description of who I am as a woman.
That's the type of stuff you need to get pumped up to clean toilets to.
That's what it
That's
is.
That's what that
man.
Does right
there. Hey, man. Hey, man. The hell out of you, floor. Don't look at me like that.
No, I was in that mood. I just felt like I needed something aggressive. Yeah. You know, you ever just feel like that? Music makes you feel some type of way. I mean, you're listening to the radio right now. You're listening to us for a reason because we play your favorite songs in between your favorite show.
Don't be fooled, man. Just know that if your woman watches HGTV and listens to Tupac, she will stab you.
Careful. I'm going to co-sign with you. I agree with you 100%, husband. All right, National Day this Friday, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with International Cap Blocks Day.
What?
Cap Blocks?
Cap Blocks.
I can't stand those people.
Sometimes I do. I mainly take out
you
all my
caps. You are a cap locker.
I'm a cap locker for sure, dude.
Not real, but you're always a cap locker, yeah. Anthony. So I know that's just the way you write. If somebody that I know isn't a cap locker sends me like something that's all cap locks, I know you're mad. Don't do that to me. Just
and
pick the phone.
I'll say something. A lot of us cap lockers are also bad spellers. So that's just
true.
We also got National Make a Dog's Day. So if you got a dog, splurge a little bit on him. Give him an extra bone if you want to.
I gave him treats this morning.
Aw, look
take
at
him
that.
For a walk.
And we'll wrap it up on National Color Day.
Oh, like coloring? Like Crayola
like
color?
Crayolas and just the impact that colors have had on our lives.
Well, I love that. I love when I was little, I wanted the big pack of colors and I didn't get it. The 64 with the sharpening. That's okay because I'm going to give it to myself this Christmas. I'm going to open it up and act like I'm surprised.
Oh, so you're going to color and listen to Tupac and watch HGTV?
Yes, baby! That's what I'm talking about!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show down in the DM breakdown. This one had so much emotion. Do you remember when Cassandra contacted us about her boyfriend, Jack?
He had a naked picture from a girl last week and I actually answered it with a smiley emoji to see like what she'd do. And she sent a full frontal, like completely nude with a message that said, I'll call you on Friday.
So of course I called. And I was playing the part of the woman, Amy, that he was messaging back and forth, went on Snapchat. And here's how it played out with Jack. While, of course, Cassandra's on the line listening.
That last picture you sent me, man. Why don't you send me something right now?
What'd you have in mind? I mean, I'm at work. I'm in heels, pencil skirt, button-up white shirt. You know, I'm working.
Hey, I like that. Unbutton a few and snap me what's happening.
Oh, Jack, you're going to get me fired here at work, man. I can't believe I'm even talking like this.
Yeah, maybe. Wait till you're off work. How about we spend the weekend together?
Shut up. I hate you so much right now. You are lying. All weekend? You want to spend the weekend with someone you met on Snapchat? You said you had to work. I can't believe I took you back.
always get a lot of messages from down in the DMs. You know, the thing with this one that was different is there were so many women messaging me because they were worried about Cassandra, just like we were all worried about Cassandra. My biggest worry is that because she said I shouldn't have taken you back, is that Cassandra is going to take Jack back again. I was like, no, you know, because I've done it. You say, I'm never going to take him back. I'm done. And then you go back and you keep going back and you keep going back. Do you believe in second chances when it comes to relationships?
I do. I think they could work.
Dude, come on. You're like one of very, very, very few people who it worked out for.
Well, people don't know that, though, Anthony. So DJ Automatic and I are married, and he dumped me. He broke up with me. And I will explain why when we come back.
But probably one of the dumbest days of my life.
I don't know that it was dumb. I think that it was good. I think that everything happens for a reason. Was I hurt? Absolutely. So I'll explain.
But I ended up being the one that was hurt and playing the little hurt boy. Take me back.
So we
please.
Go back. I'll tell you why DJ Automatic broke it off. And also, did Cassandra keep her promise to herself to stay away from Jack? And if you're considering giving someone a second chance, there's only one reason you ever should. All of that when we come back. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Down in the DM breakdown is about Cassandra and Jack. Now, this one was so emotional. It was awful because, I had to play the part of that woman, Amy, that Cassandra's boyfriend, Jack, was talking to.
You did an amazing...
That might have been one of your best acting performances.
It was so seductive. It was cringy and creepy to sit here right next to you.
It was so cringy! Stop, you're making me nervous. Let's get to the end of the Down in the DM call. It went down, and I was very concerned because it sounded to me like Cassandra was going to forgive him again. They've already been through this. Please don't tell me you're thinking about forgiving this man.
I don't know about taking this guy back.
This isn't any of your business.
Hey, Cassandra, are you taking this man back?
Listen, I'm not taking him back. No way. I just blocked his number on all my social media, and you can call and DM me all you want. I won't get any of your stupid messages, Jack. Go run that game on Amy or whatever or whoever. It's over. I'm done, and I am done with him, Dana.
No. Wait.
I'm hanging up on you, man. I'm hanging up on you.
No, wait.
I'm happy to report that Cassandra is not back with Jack. Yeah. And the thing is that she didn't want to be on, though, again, because she's not dating right now. And she doesn't want any part of Jack. She really did block him. She really did. She's like, he can't see my social media. He can't call me, nothing. And she just wants to give it a few months before. Oh,
she's going to make him cry as
no,
way
she,
back.
She's like, no, she doesn't want anything to do with him. But
she's
said,
done. Like she's done. You know when a woman gets to like done? Like,
oh, it's over.
It's over with.
She might have already booked her Vegas trip.
Oh.
A couple. I'm sure. A couple. But she's not even dating it. That's how serious it is. She's not trying to go out. She's like, I just want some me time and then I'm going to move forward with life. That's when I know that she's completely done. So there's only one reason you should take anyone back. Consider giving them a second chance. Before I tell you, I promised I would share the story. So Automatic and I were dating on the sneaks for a very long time. We worked together. I was his boss. And we had a great working relationship and a great friendship before we started seeing each
Best
other.
Best working relationship I ever had.
I bet, right?
And still do. You know, but I had a child at 15 and I had been married twice before. I had a very... difficult.
And I had never even lived with a woman.
Yeah, never been engaged,
no kids,
never lived, nothing.
Nothing.
So here I am with this life, you know.
Dana had a lot of baggage.
A lot.
Like a lot
of
baggage.
Yeah, and people will say that's not the right word. It is the word. It's a big responsibility. I have children. It's a responsibility that you would have to accept and take on if you're going to be my man.
Exactly. I was taking on a lot more than... Well, at the time, I thought I didn't want to take that all on, and then I realized I did.
And I remember when you called me and you were like, you know, I don't think this is going to work for me. And I was so hurt, Anthony. I remember I was like going to cry and I was like, don't you cry. And when I hung up, I cried. Like I'm getting emotional right now because I can feel it. And I was like, all right, you're a big girl. You know damn well that you'll find love again. It ain't a big deal. You've been through this several times. You're going to be hurt for a little bit and you're going to find somebody else. And then Automatic kept calling me and we made up. And the only reason...
I mean, I would see her every day at work and it made it super awkward.
I believe the reason it worked for you guys and the reason it doesn't work for a lot of people is because Otto ended things with you honestly.
Completely 100% honestly.
At the end of the day, to secure any relationship, it has to be open and honest communication. And as much as you hated him,
he was honest with you. And I think that left it open to getting back together.
You know what? I never hated him. I loved him. I wished him the best. In my heart of hearts, I was like, I hope nothing but good things for this man. I loved him. What I hated was the situation, because I was not going to allow someone to demean me because of my situation. Do
but
you know
I wasn't
what I mean?
Demeaning you. It was just that I didn't feel
no,
like
you were being honest. But
I was
at
just
the same
being
time,
honest.
Like,
I just didn't feel like I was ready for that point in my life. I felt like,
but
I
a lot of women
like
with kids are told you're not good enough. And for me, the reason it was easy for me not to pick up my phone is because I know I'm good enough. And the only reason that we reconciled and that I took him back is because he did what he said. He was honest. And he tried really hard. And that's the only reason you ever take anyone back. The person has to do what they say. People can say and say whatever. It's their actions that will prove to you if they really want it and who they are. And that's the moral of the story right there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, I want to begin this WTF by saying something. I want to normalize breastfeeding. I think it's important that women are able to breastfeed in public, in the office, in a restaurant, wherever. However, that being said, I don't want to normalize a girlfriend breastfeeding her boyfriend before sexy time.
What the fuck?
That's exactly what Lena Michaels says, that her boyfriend, Sean, they met on a vegan dating app. He likes to breastfeed before they get busy.
Yeah, hey, you can't eat the other pepperonis.
This is so gross, and it puts like a whole new spin on Milk Mustache.
That's nasty.
Oh, that's disgusting. So I just think it's odd because only babies are supposed to drink milk. And he's clearly not a baby. He's a 30-plus-year-old man. And now she's posting this on social media and making a ton of money on OnlyFans because people want to watch.
Man, I get it,
people
though.
In their kinks.
Yeah, dude. And it's like milk, breast milk ain't that bad. We've tried it.
We tried it,
We've tried breast milk automatic.
I can't believe automatic.
I forgot that video's on YouTube.
Yeah. Do you want some more breast milk?
No. I once was enough for me.
I mean, I would be down to give a 2021 whirl of breast milk. I haven't tried it in a while. You know what I'm saying? And ever since
Your taste buds have changed?
I've opened up to almond milk. I've opened up to oat milk. You know, let's give maybe my taste buds have changed a little bit.
Hey, you take it from a nut and from a cow. Why not a human?
Do it.
Hey.
So I'm going to change the speed here because there is something amazing happening in Spain. They just found a 4,000-pound sunfish.
Oh, whoa.
Automatic, hold on. You grew up in Minnesota. There's lakes sunfish there. Some of us don't know about fish. How big is a sunfish normally?
A sunfish is usually between 2 and 8 inches. This is like a freshwater sunfish. So it's
2 and 8 inches. So 4,000 pounds.
Yeah.
What?
So they usually weigh about 2 to like 4 pounds. They're not very big fish. I've caught hundreds of them.
I'm built like a sunfish down there. You know.
Is it big in the middle? Yeah. Big in the middle.
They are actually. But yeah. So the fishermen found this 4,000-pound sunfish. And then they had to use 2 cranes to actually get it out of the water.
This fish is obese.
Yeah, well,
I know it's obese, not a beast. It was a joke.
Oh.
It is kind of a beast.
The fish is actually a Texan.
That's a southern joke. People know Fluffy in the south right there, yeah, okay?
Well, so the fishermen said they were extremely scared because they thought that it was going to tip over the boat when they're trying to get out of water, but they had to get it out so they could take DNA samples to give to the scientists. They did end up throwing the fish back in the ocean.
No, the fish ended up jumping out of the boat. They couldn't have stopped that 4,000-pound right. fish. He needs to...
No eating here tonight. You're on a diet.
Oh, dude, all right. Well, not going on a diet, but what are we just having? A Pop-Tart debate earlier in the week.
Yeah, we did. Hot or cold Pop-Tarts.
Right, yeah. We settled that Pop-Tarts, in my opinion, are good hot or cold, but my friend Elizabeth did not agree. She is actually filing a lawsuit against Kellogg's over strawberry Pop-Tarts not having enough berries.
They don't have any berries in them.
Well, surprisingly, they do, automatic. But in her lawsuit, it's saying that she's suing them because it's mostly apples and pears that make the pastry.
So why are they calling it strawberry instead of apple pear Pop-Tart? She sounds a little bit like our friend from Goodfellas, Jimmy Conway. When he got his blueberry muffin delivered to him, he wasn't having it.
Look how many blueberries your muffin has and how many mine has. Yours is falling apart. I have nothing.
What are you talking about?
You should have put an equal amount of blueberries in each muffin. An equal amount of blueberries in each muffin.
Do you know how long that's going to take?
I don't care how long it takes. Put an equal amount in each muffin.
That chef is like, you want me to count every blueberry?
Imagine
seriously?
Doing that.
Dude, well, Kellogg's going to have to make sure their bank account is right because she is suing for $5 million.
Oh, no.
Every one of them's going to be counting every little blueberry.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B is facing 4 years in jail. I'll tell you more about this. This is deep, man. It's Daily Dirt time to best gossip. This story and more, of course. Anthony, let's set it off with celebrity birthdays.
We got Baby Keem celebrating his birthday. Jeff Goldblum celebrating his birthday. Roddy Ricch and 21 Savage.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with a story about Scott Disick. Of course, we all watched him and Kourtney Kardashian with Keeping Up with the Kardashians literally probably 15 years. They have kids together, never made it to marriage. Now she's engaged to drummer Travis Barker, and Scott doesn't want to be around the family when Travis Barker's around. And this is all the family he's got. You remember his parents passed away. Kris Jenner's like, we love you. We want you here. And he just doesn't. He's not having it.
Nope. Karma's real, and he got a taste of his own little medicine.
Oh. I'm glad you said that, Automatic. Although I think he's a great guy, he's done some really bad things.
Come
to
on,
Kourtney
though.
Kardashian.
You don't want to be around your ex, though, when she's hooking up with some dude with face tattoos like that.
I understand 100% why he doesn't want to be around him. Yeah, no.
But hopefully he understands 100% why she decided to choose happiness.
But bump, said Travis Barker.
All right. Travis Barker's drums. Yeah, all right, so now we're going to talk about Adele, who looked fabulous a few nights ago. I know she's going to be hanging out with her new man, Rich Paul, one of the top 10 sports agents in the world. You know, she was at the NBA game wearing head to toe, just leather in her Louis Vuitton. Sweetie was there. She just looks so happy. I'm happy for her. And she said this man's got it together, and that's what she wants in life now.
Dang, dude. What a sick nickname, Rich Paul.
Bruh. No, that's his real name.
That's his real name?
That's his real name. Oh,
but that is really rich. Dude, Adele, do not mess this one up.
Okay. All right, now we'll talk about Cardi B facing 4 years in prison after not taking a plea deal. She said not guilty for allegedly orchestrating an attack on two sisters at a strip club in Queens. This story sounds so Cardi.
It sounds like Fast and Furious 10.
I know. Here's the plot right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If there's one thing I know every parent can agree on, it's that we want the best for our children. And when they do something incredible, we want them acknowledged, right? We want to talk about your kid doing something great. Imagine a class of 2020, they graduated, they got nothing. They didn't get to walk, they didn't get their prom, they didn't get anything. Ooh. And when we got this call, I said, we have to talk about it.
The Parents Score!
Here it is.
Hi, Dana. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you too. Why have you not called me? Okay, I'm kidding. What's going on?
I'm calling because, like, I really would like you to talk about this on the radio. Maybe they'll do something about it. What's up with the class of 2020? They didn't get no graduations, no proms, no nothing. And my daughter graduated and went straight into, she didn't graduate, but she got her diploma and went straight into the military. And it's like, it's sad for the kids that didn't get a chance to do nothing for 2020. So they just took that part of their life away from them.
I feel like you're right. I feel like it's such an important transition into adulthood. You're just telling me that your daughter went from literally school to serving our country and got small bit of transition.
No recognition.
No recognition. Nothing. You're done. We should have a worldwide party on the internet.
How do we do that?
Somebody needs to do something. My daughter told me yesterday. She said, well, Mama, why they won't just give us something now? And I'm about to cry because that was a big part of their life took away from them. And we couldn't do nothing about it because of coronavirus.
And what this mother wants now is for us to do something about it, or at least acknowledge what happened. And I know sometimes you get grown and you forget what it's like to be a child. You forget what it's like when you were in high school and how important these moments are to you. Imagine just not being able to say bye to your friends, celebrate your accomplishments. There's so many articles on the importance of celebrating graduation, high school graduation, not kindergarten.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like your first real milestone in life that you can achieve.
And is it tougher on the parents or the kids?
I think both.
I would imagine having a kid, having your parent, you've had this kid, you invested the past 12 years,
13.
Not only 13, not only time, but energy and a lot of money.
Yes.
This woman, you know, she went on and she said that we bought the cap and gown and didn't get my money back, couldn't see her in it walking across that stage. There are so many psychologists that say, first of all, it's a chance for you to say bye to your best friends. 9 times out of 10, you're not going to see a lot of these people anymore.
No, you're right. I haven't seen a lot of people that I went to high school. I mean, granted, you see them on Facebook, but I mean, I'm saying you haven't really seen them.
No, exactly. And then another thing, friends and family get to celebrate you. That's gone. You just talked about the parents, Anthony.
I can't remember the last time somebody celebrated me. It might have been my graduation.
We celebrate you every day here. Like
well, besides my wedding, that's the only other party I've ever had.
Yeah, right?
Oh. But I think the biggest thing that psychologists say, it's the beginning of the next chapter for this now young adult. It's the start of here comes the next phase of my life. And I know you think, well, you already did it. It's over. No, we need to acknowledge that these kids missed a big part of their life. Is there something we can do? I don't know. Maybe you have a suggestion.
I think that's the $1 million, you know, answer if you can figure out what you can do for these kids, because in all reality, they don't want anything virtual. They don't want any, like, there's so, I think if we could have figured something out, we probably would have done it by now.
Well, I do want parents to acknowledge it then at least. Have a conversation with your child. Tell them how proud you are. I'm sure that most people are as hurt as this mother who called in. She was in tears. And for all the seniors of 2020 that might be listening right now, whether it's live on the radio or maybe it's later on a podcast, I just want to say we're proud of you.
Yeah,
and we love you. And this is the next phase of your life. And you did something that none of us ever had to do. You survived a pandemic and you graduated. You did it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, in today's food news, there's something that's coming to our shelves at the grocery store that you can put on your pie and your coffee that you're going to love. I'm going to tell you all about it, hottest hashtags on your Friday. Hello, everyone. I'm Dana Cortez. This is the Dana Cortez Show.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
Notice he never lets me finish. All right.
It's so hard when you talk constantly.
That was the opener.
Coming in hot.
Can't even let your wife get 10 seconds in.
I'm going to let you finish.
All right. So that's about what I get from him.
Okay, let's do this. Go ahead. I'm kidding.
Okay, time to get serious. There's a global supply chain crisis. What's causing it in America? Americans are breaking shopping records. We're buying everything. Retail has doubled since last year. Obviously, last year was really bad. Jewelry, houses. You see all the houses Americans are buying? Oh. Cars. There's already a car shortage. With COVID layoffs and companies pulling back on production and the economy being back, those two things don't go well together.
No, that's why. And then all the ships outside of LA are just
sitting
there.
There's people that can't unload them. And so that's what's happening. I know that it seems bad right now, but I want you to think back to a year when there really was no food on the shelves, when there really was no, we need to calm down. And of course, we want to buy, but we don't want to hoard. And remember that things are a million times better than last year. Unemployment is at 4.8% when it was at 10 plus.
And that reminds me, we do need to buy toilet paper.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Y'all got some. I got a plug.
So. Okay, all right, good. Hit me up. Meet you in the parking lot. All right, now in food news, Ready Whip has a new flavor just in time for the holidays. It's called Swiss Miss Hot Cocoa. Whipped topping, chocolate flavor for your pie, your cake, your coffee, or like DJ Automatic likes it. Straight in his mouth, man. Yes.
I thought you were going to say on top of you, but
Okay. Nice.
That's
dude.
For another show. Anyway, I love the whipped cream. And now it's chocolate flavor. I'm down. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
We will kick it off with International Cap Locks Day.
All right.
Oh, yeah, unless you got a point to prove, don't be doing all cap locks.
Well, I was going
to
say, you just feel loud and. Yeah. You sound loud in my head.
Already obnoxious. I'm talking to myself. All right, it's National Make a Dog's Day. So if you got a dog, feel free to pamper him, splurge a little bit on him, too.
Take him for a walk today. Dogs love
maybe
walking.
Maybe a little treat.
Yeah. And we also have National Color Day, which is celebrating all the colors in our lives.
I love it. Crayola crayons. Remember when you were little and you just loved coloring? I still love coloring.
You know what? I'm going to throw a flex. We all got our own color.
We do.
Oh, yes. We have our own crayon, dude.
Crayon in our names. It's kind of cool. Yeah.
And Dana Cortez, what did one nut say when chasing the other nut?
What did one nut say when chasing the other nut, Anthony A?
I'm going to catch you. It's National Nut Day.
Woo! Except the cashew is a legume.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
It's not a nut. It's a bean, and I just finished one.
You just finished a nut right now?
No, a cashew.
That made for a great joke. Yeah. I'm here for it. I'm going to catch you.
I like it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about a woman who sued Kellogg's because her strawberry Pop-Tarts didn't have enough berries. But DJ Automatic, did you know that Red Bull was actually sued because they didn't give a woman her wings? Yeah, let's talk about it right now. Let's welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Going back to our WTF story. And yeah, I was telling you guys about the woman out of New York, our good friend Elizabeth, who I'm actually, you know what, Elizabeth? I'm actually on your side here, dude.
I know that's right.
I'm with you in this crusade.
You're siding with the Karens?
Yes, I will side with the Karens. As a matter of fact, I recommend everyone get a Karen friend.
I need to speak to a manager.
All right, get one Karen friend, because you need a good Karen friend to make you realize, hey, you know what? This Pop-Tart is more apples and berries than it is actual strawberries. She's actually suing Kellogg's for $5 million.
Damn. She's going to get $5 million for Kellogg's just for calling him out on not just having strawberries? Just for
calling him out. But check this one out. Red Bull actually got sued in 2015 because they did not give a woman wings. Now,
remember their slogan used to be Red Bull gives you wings.
And now it's kind of removed because you can't actually get wings. And I believe she won for $6 million. Is that correct? Or was it 13 is the number I heard?
I see $13 million right here.
$13 million!
$13 million just for saying, you know what? I didn't get wings.
Dude,
we need to find us a little scam.
Well, check this out. You know the sweet rolls that everyone loves during the holiday season? The Hawaiian ones?
Like you have them for Thanksgiving.
They actually got sued because they were given the impression that they were made in Hawaii, which is false, dog. It's not. I don't know the results.
What can we find, dude?
I don't know.
This is our way to become multimillionaires.
Drink a Bang energy drink, and I ain't buddy all week.
There you go.
There it is. Maybe.
Maybe they'll get you a.
Dude, all right. We got to go. We're going out to the weekend. Hey, if you want to join me and Elizabeth in our crusade against Kellogg's, let us know at Anthony A400, Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want to recap the WTF, the last story. I mean, they were all crazy. Don't get me wrong. They always are, right? WTFs are always some of my favorites. The berry issue. Do you ever get a piece of pizza and a pepperoni's not right? That's so annoying.
Yeah.
Jalapenos aren't equally distributed on every piece.
And if you're a made pizza, you would know that like a lot of things is just naturally kind of clumps to the middle. So you have to really do a big
job. You have to spread things out evenly. When I cook, I take longer. But I want my food to be even.
Now, you're filing complaints with us, but would you ever apply legal pressure because you're...
I don't have time to do that.
But then again, this lady's going to sue Pop-Tarts and she's going to make like 4 or 5 million watts.
Oh, man.
I mean, I got time for four or 5 million.
Really, she makes some money off Kellogg's. I'm going to keep my head on a swivel now.
Snap, crackle, money.
Snap, crackle, pay me.
If you're listening to this point of the podcast, hit me up at AnthonyA400. I want to talk to you. I want to see what you think of the podcast. Let us know when you're listening.
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and how you're consuming
Follow
it.
Us.
The thing is we literally have lots of people that are listening to the podcast now, and hit us on social media.
Friend.
Hit us on Twitter.
I don't think they know that DJI Mag is like heavily producing these things, so like they get an opportunity to talk to us directly.
Say, hey, keep listening. He's got to go produce this. He's got to go work on it.
All
so
my
please.
Hard work is paying off.
Round of applause for DJ Automatic, ladies and gentlemen. Crushing
and for you for listening, so at AnthonyA400, at DJ Automatic, at Dana Cortez, send us a DM. Let us know.
No,
what you
Twitter.
Think.
Twitter.
Well, you're such a Twitter. We're not on
it's
Twitter.
I hate checking DMs.
You never sound like such a podcast producer.
Just send me a Twitter. Oh, my God. All right, here's more to podcast.